Oh, wait a minute. Are we doing some Thirsty Beaver?
Yeah.
Sweet. Brought to you by, what's the brewing company?
Yeah, who is it?
Tree Brewing Company out of...
Yeah, they're good.
Kelowna.
Okay, so you're
rolling.
And we're back. It's a show. The podcast proudly brought to you by Sloan Baxter in Toronto, Engaging Possibilities. And our goal is to be the number one independently produced podcast on the internet.
Like, that's right.
That's iTunes. That's Gmail, wherever the internet is sold.
MySpace.
This week's episode is unofficially brought to you by Thirsty Beaver Beer. It's a beer, okay? And it's brewed by Tree Brewing Company in Kelowna, BC. I used to live there. I enjoyed their quality products back then, and I'm hoping to enjoy this new offering right now, except for I need an opener.
You can find them at treebeer.com.
Sparkles.
Pass. All right, let's crack this open.
That one.
Cue the intro.
It's a show.
We got to get Sparky a man opener because I don't know. He got this. He stole this out of somebody's purse.
Hey, leave him.
Look, it's branded.
Tommy guns.
It's a nail barbershop. What are you talking about?
Tommy guns.
They would be a great sponsor for this show. They would love us.
Yeah, it's the
we all have hair.
Quick cuts. I go there. I got my 11th haircut free the other day.
I got to be honest with you. This guy right here, Peeker, gets his hair cut, no word of a lie, like 5 times a month.
Okay,
not even kidding. 5 times.
Get a haircut, get a real job. Clean your act up and don't be a slob. Get it together like your big brother Bob. Why don't you get a haircut, get a real job.
And my buddy...
You guys moisturize, I cut my hair, all right?
Yeah, you cut your hair.
That's my
like
effect.
Where do you get your hair cut at?
Well, actually,
you got a guy?
My wife's cousin.
Does it at home.
No.
That's why you don't go to Tommy Gunn's, our sponsor.
No, she actually... She just opened up her own hair salon, and I've been going to her. Guys, let's just get this straight. Nobody just touches my hair. Like, it's a process. I go through an interview process.
Okay. I know you're like the Fonz with your hair, and
I
got great hair. You know what he's got? He's got the Irish guy with the sideburns and the cool like coif. It's good,
yeah.
Except for he always comes back to work after, and he now puts private appointment locked on his calendar because he used to say hair,
yeah,
and it was showed up so frequently the boss started asking questions, but now he goes private appointment locked, and then
nice.
He comes back and Corey, who is in a neighboring cubicle village with me.
Yeah.
This bugs him relentlessly because this stylist likes to do the blow drying.
She blow dries. So, yeah. So she blow dries my hair.
Yeah.
And my hair goes from slick to freaking puffy.
Yeah.
And
you're so not puffy. You're not a puffy guy.
I'm not a puffy guy.
Your hair it doesn't look right.
And
you're more of a Dean Martin kind of like,
yeah, like
Irish Dean Martin type hair.
You know,
like a Liam Neeson.
Like a Liam Neeson.
That's what I'm going for. What do you think? Am I getting to Liam Neeson stage?
You are, but
that's what my wife wants me to
but
be.
But I'm telling you, guys, like no one, like seriously, I've had the same hairdresser for the last 3 years.
That's the way to do it, though.
And before
she's rich.
Well, yeah, no,
like rich.
Before that, yeah, she is. She loves me. But before that, the hairdresser I had was 9 years.
Nice.
Why did that relationship end?
Well, she had her second child, and she didn't come back to work. And
nice.
So I had, and plus, I'm,
so you were in panic.
Yeah, I was actually. You know what the funny thing was? I went and I went against all beliefs of my hair, and I went to get a haircut down at the mall. I'm not saying it, not Tommy Gunn's, but another place just because somebody recommended it. I went in there, and who do I get? I get the freaking chick who's just right out of hairdressing school, who's nervous with the clippers. And yeah. And freaking, okay, and this, you know just as well as I do, Spark, ask GA here, like when somebody touches my hair or something goes wrong, it bothers me.
I was a rebel from the day I left school. Grew my hair long and broke all the rules.
This chick went like zing, and it like took out like,
oh no.
Yeah, and I had to shave my head.
Oh no.
I had to shave your head.
I had to shave
oh
it.
Boy.
And I was not happy.
Get a haircut, get a real job.
You know what? Some of the happiest times of my life is when I shaved my head for cancer because, A, it was a good cause, but, well, B, you didn't have to do a thing. There was no worries, no cares, nothing, no shampoo.
That's why I like it shorter.
Yeah.
Because then you just roll out of bed, don't really have to do
You're
anything.
Done. Yeah.
Right. But that's, yeah, you know.
We don't have perfect head shapes, you and I, to be honest, for short hair.
To be honest.
Yeah. No, but I like the ease of it.
Yeah, no, I don't either. But my hair grows like a chia pet on steroids. Like, it is crazy.
I feel like I'm in that same boat too. I feel like I'm going to the clippers way too often.
Okay, but, so but what you do you to, what's though, the right? tippage? What do you tip? How much?
$5.
$5. That's where I'm at.
You got
$5 every time.
But
because that's not a little amount, but not a lot amount. It's right in the middle.
And
it's
play the devil's advocate. Why?
Oh, so you're not tipping at all?
No.
You're not a tipper?
I got a
quarter,
tip. I got a tip because
buy yourself something
nice. Society demands that I tip, so I tip.
Jesus, we freaking
buy yourself something pretty.
Quarter.
What's a quarter?
No, I tip because you don't want to be that guy.
I know what you're
but
saying,
like,
man.
You know, I forget. I think I went to a Fatburger. I don't know if I should say it or not.
Fatburger.
I went to Fatburger in Edmonton, in a different city. I haven't been to the one here yet.
I'm never going.
I like a good burger.
Oh my God.
A little bit higher up on the dollar situation.
A little?
But I'm at the till. I'm ordering a burger. And then the thing asks me if I want to leave a tip. I'm like, but why?
It's a burger joint. Okay, so that's outrageous.
That is outrageous.
We're coming from the Harry Potter exhibit. And I go, I'm going to spring for burgers because this is a magical day for everyone. Oh, yeah. So we pull into the Fatburger.
No,
and we
you should have not
six
pulled
of us
in. No,
in the Avalanche.
Don't pull in.
$92 for hamburgers and fries.
Oh, yeah. I know, man.
What?
I can't believe my kids went through with it.
My kids saw me twist. I twisted off.
Did your eye do the twitchy thing?
You're on the way out of town. There's nothing left. This is one of the last stops. You already promised. And, you know, that's why I struggle with being a father figure. Because, you know, you'd like to do something for your children without bitching once in a while. And I had that plan. I'm going, yeah, I'm going to treat the kids, even though the didn't go so well with the free passes at Harry Potter, and I ended up having to dig in, and I was like, oh, my God.
But I'm never going to this one.
Never. Principle of the thing. I'm not spending $5,000 on burgers.
That is nothing, man. Like, sir,
what do you mean? Don't you?
No, we were in Chicago, and like some of the food trucks there, mind you, the food is delicious. But there was poutine there for $27.
No. Yeah.
There's too much smiling. Okay. Line. This is Cassie Hirsch, Canadian skeleton racer and Olympic hopeful, and you're listening to It's a Show.
My favorite podcast of all times.
My favorite podcast ever. It's my favorite podcast ever. Ever and ever. And ever. Amen. You go the direction that we slide. So from like the top of the suit down towards the feet, it's very smooth. And if you touch it the other way, it's kind of got a bit of a kind of, it's like kind of grainy. So they actually are built to go one direction only.
If you don't mind me asking, what do you wear underneath that thing?
Not a lot. I believe that they'd refer to it as skin to win for the most part.
Skin to win. Okay.
I mean, you do have a sports bra and underwear, but we don't have padding or anything like that. Like some people wonder, you know, how ski racers have built-in pad. We don't have any of that. It's just a spandex suit that goes all the way over my head and all the way over my feet, just before my toes and all the way just before my hands on my, before my fingers on my hands. And it's the craziest suit ever, but they don't put that in the, like, what you're going to have to do when you do skeleton document. You just think it's going to be rad. And then they give you the suit and it's so tiny and you think, oh, really? I'm going to get in that. Okay, here we go. So
describe for the audience how a young lady from Brandon, Manitoba gets involved in this crazy, very dangerous sport. Do you lose a bet? Is that how the first one happens or what?
So,
what goes on?
So, you know, I did not grow up knowing that I was going to, or even dreaming that I was going to be a professional tobogganer. There was no way.
Yeah, because nobody even really knew about that. You know?
No.
What's the thing?
You know, no matter how many crazy carpet rides I took down in the East End of Brandon, I did not know that was going to be something I could do as an Olympic athlete. But that being said, it totally found me. I did lots of sports when I was a kid, and then did volleyball like a good Brandonite, Neyland Spartan, go Neyland. And then I actually, a little shout out, French immersion for life. And then I ended up I ended up in Windsor and played volleyball for the Lancers there, and then changed schools to the University of Regina for the journalism program, and actually ended up on the track team. So I was like 21, 22 years old, did that for a few years and ended up as a multi-eventer, so a heptathlete. I thought I was just going to go run and jump. And then they're like, no, you're going to do everything. Oh, okay, rad, here we go. So I'd already kind of gotten to that mindset of going after new things and just literally diving in head first. So then when I moved to Calgary in 2009, some coaching staff that was helping out the 2010 Olympians for skeleton asked if I wanted to come train with them. And I tried it out in terms of the training, and I got to push in the ice house, which is just like the first 50 meters. And Calgary has something like that here. And then in October of 2009, I got to do the school and go from the top. And I wasn't crying when I got to the bottom, so I decided I wanted to go again and see if I could go faster, and now it's going into my seventh year.
Wow, that is incredible. Like, is the psychology, the sports psychology part of it the biggest part? I mean, you're trained, and that goes part and parcel. You're always training, but what about your mental health?
Absolutely. I don't think that I've ever been in a sport where it is more important. There's 50 meters of sprinting, bent over, holding onto something 6 inches off the ground. And that's crazy in its own right. And in terms of as difficult as I think anything could be, but the rest of it, you have to be so hyper aware of everything, of every movement, of every breath. And then at the same time, you have to be conscious of your thoughts. And we're so, like you said, you know, you have to think so much. And so we are thinking about everything all the time, even when we're not on our sleds. So yeah, that part of it is huge and definitely something that we have to take care of.
The other inside part that not a lot of people are aware of, unless they've interviewed a skeleton athlete or any Olympic athlete, is the fact that you guys are constantly on call to pee in a cup.
That is correct.
Your whereabouts have to be known 24/7.
Yeah, the biggest thing about that, so we give them 3 month blocks, at least minimum, you have to give them 1 hour every day.
Yeah.
So your overnight location and a 1 hour time slot that they would be able to show up wherever you say you're going to be. And if you're not there when they show up, that's a missed test.
And how many missed tests are you allowed?
Usually 3. Yeah, you're after your third 1 year, it's considered a fail, a ban.
You're like a criminal. 3 strikes and you're out.
That's correct.
You're going back to prison.
So that's fun.
We know what it's like to be an underdog and not have a lot of resources. So I just wanted to give you an opportunity to give a shout out to some of your awesome sponsors that are helping you keep everything going.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. Benefit Plan Administrators Limited in Ontario has been my biggest financial supporter up to this point. I also have the great people of Kelleher Ford in Brandon, Manitoba, who have been helping me get to where I need to go with a car.
Nice. So
that has been second to none, like one of the greatest things, because obviously I do a ton of traveling all over the place, for whether it's for the actual sport itself or for in the summer when I'm training or speaking. And yeah, like there's lots of others. Honestly, everyone else, anyone that's ever done anything for me, whether it's been like cooked me a meal or, given free product, like, yeah, we survive on that stuff.
That's awesome.
So it would be, yeah, it would be a long list of supporters. But for me, it's just, you know who you are. And they second to none. I'm always looking for more sponsors in terms of finances. But I have been very lucky in terms of people supporting me along this crazy journey.
So the other day, I was leaving my apartment, taking out the garbage. And I normally never see anybody in this building. It's a building of X number of people. I never see anybody. The guy beneath me is a jolly fellow. Reminds
like,
me.
Like, you mean beneath you status-wise or?
Probably both. But he's now working away. Like, he's an older guy and he works away all the time that I've noticed, because his car's right out front and it's never here. So anyways, he works away. So that means I can be a little more rowdy with the music and the bass and the stuff. I see him every now and then. We small talk. But other than that, I don't see anybody. But today, or the other day, I should say, I saw 3 people. 3 people in one
really
exodus of the building. Then the one cute girl held open the door for me.
Oh,
and I said, and I said, oh, thank you. And she's like, no problem, in a
nice
girl voice way. I'm in love, naturally.
Did you just say like 309, 308?
Right? I was like, where are you living?
What number is it? 308?
Wow. What are you living at?
Okay, so here's the thing. Are we periscoping this episode?
No.
Who is it?
What is that noise?
I'm trying out some sound effects. So I was trying to do a whip when you're talking with a girl there. So here, let me try.
I just, is it so hard to ask to find someone to make bacon and eggs for? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, so now that Sparky's done graduating this
I'm
year.
I'm done.
That's not bad.
I'm the lone wolf, yeah.
You're the lone wolf.
Creepy, yeah. That was. So now that you're done this year, though, now you're instantly refocused on women. I love how it works. Like, he's going, he could not care if there's a woman within 10
look,
yards of
him. I was surprised that I passed the classes, assuming that I did. I think I did. But you know what I mean? It's a stressful situation for almost 30-year-old to learn the in and outs of accounting. When my last accounting course was literally 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I had the focus, priorities.
I couldn't do it. My brain's mush.
And the group projects with the failed groups.
Oh, oh yeah, you were saying something on social media about how hard it is with the groups.
The one guy didn't do anything, and I was like, do I give a group evaluation? I feel like the good mark that we may or may not get.
Can you throat punch him? Is he big?
That dude was me back in college.
Hated people like you.
Yeah, but I know, but it was,
that was me, man.
Yeah, but we were kids when we went to college. He's with mature students, aren't you not?
Yeah, well, there's a mix. I'm a mature student, and I'm not here to F around. I'm here to get shit done so I can get on with my life plan, right?
Yeah.
So when
what
you
is
don't
your life plan,
when
by
you
way?
Well, my life plan is to graduate next year in 2016, which I will, and then I will leave the industry that I'm in to get bigger dollars.
Can you hold up the Ed's Show iPad logo?
And so you told me to Periscope, but nobody's watching. So
okay, no one's watching. Well, stop it then. Why is no one watching?
It's new, and it's Saturday night. Everyone's out at bars with their wives and girlfriends and husbands and boyfriends.
Stuff like that.
Okay, just hold it in front of your face.
Things that I don't have.
Hold it in front of your face. A little higher. Cover up more of your face.
But my glasses are very distinctive.
This is Cassie Hirsch, Canadian skeleton racer and Olympic hopeful, and you're listening to It's a Show. You know, I've done a few athletics at a higher level, but this is something that has completely engulfed my life. And therefore, anyone that has supported me from, you know, my incredible parents to like high fives on the street, you're just, people get it. And it's cool to see something that I'm so passionate about be something that other people can reflect in on and really like be super stoked about it too. So yeah, it becomes a win for everyone in a sense, and that's a big part of it too.
Your mom must be nervous all the time when you're competing.
You know, my mom was the first person to say to me, this is the sport for you.
Really?
And yeah, and it's both of my mom and my dad love it. They think it's great. But that being said, when they've been at races and I've been able to see them either between runs or, God forbid, right before I go, they look more nervous than I can even describe. So, you know, they're not in control in that moment. So I get it. They're just so nervous for me. They want me to do my best. And I always do my damnedest. So
you're terrific at a lot of things. You're obviously a gifted athlete, but also your writing and your social media is really, I want to say, infectious, because you get a great happy feeling when you see you on the social media and you're always smiling and you're always up to something and doing a lot of talks for kids at schools. And that must bring you some personal satisfaction.
Yeah, I love that stuff. You know,
yeah.
I certainly like the social media and all that is part of this. And I love doing it. And I love that it's something for career-wise that the media part of it is something that I was already passionate about before. But yeah, the school talks are great. You know, I remember having athletes come in, or even just anyone that was doing anything cool when I was younger, cool in any sense. And you're just so in awe. And being able to keep like a room full of 300 kids, like K-6 even, completely enthralled for that long it's tough, and any teacher can attest. And I love doing it because it's, yeah, they get it and they think it's so, so cool. And, you know, I don't necessarily expect them to all become skeleton racers, but it's just the whole, like, go after whatever you think you want to go after, because there's always a chance you could do it. So
we've got a member of Canada's national team skeleton racer, Cassie Hirsch, on It's a Show this week. If there's some educators out there listening and they want to book you to come to their school and talk to their kids, what's the best way to reach it, Cass?
CassieHirsch@gmail.com.
You better spell Hirsch.
So it's CassieHirsch@gmail.com.
All right. A proud Brandonian, Brandonite. Brandonite? What are you, what are you called?
Brandonian? Brandonite?
I don't know.
Manitoban?
You're from there. I'm not. I'm not sure.
I know. If I put a question mark at the end of everything, you're confused too. So it's good.
Doesn't take a lot. As you know, we've been corresponding back and forth.
Stop your twittering and listen up.
Trivia question.
You want answers?
That's a very good
trivia question.
The answers to these questions.
There isn't a question we can't answer.
All right, here we go with the best of Brandon Brainbuster. This was put together by your fellow Brandononian, Brandonite Peaker. And question number one.
Here we go.
It's not the box of cereal, but it's the nickname for the Brandon Junior WHL Club.
The Wheaties.
Boom. You had me worried there for a second. I thought. Before we get to question number two, I should really ask you on behalf of Sparky, who is the only single member of the immediate team.
Yeah, but he doesn't call anyone back, so
oh,
I'm not interested.
Oh, see, you've heard that. See, and as gentlemen, as prairie gentlemen, both Peaker and I said, you know what, pick up the phone. Yeah, it's nerve-wracking, but not as nerve-wracking as hurtling down a skeleton track. Just come on. There are worse things.
So I'm sorry, but, you know, I need some correspondence.
You need some.
I'm always on the road.
He'll text your brains right out. He will go nuts on the text. I've seen him do it.
No, I like to actually speak. Anyways, moving on. Question two, please.
All right. It's going to be like that.
Put me in these awkward positions.
Okay. I'm just going to reset now. Okay, here we go. Number two. Hurl's Food Mart has been in business for how long?
It's out of business now.
The correct answer was too long, and I'm not sure what that means. It's an inside thing.
Well, Hurl's, like, if there's one still left, then it's, like, in the boonies. But there used to be one right by my house in the East End, so I do remember. But, yeah, it's too long is also. Sorry if that's incorrect.
So is it a terrible, like, mom-and-pop grocery store that's just terrible?
No, what? It was just – I don't think it was – it wasn't terrible. It was just – there was only a couple of them, and they were just always there.
As an entrepreneur, I don't think I would put Hurl's in front of Food Mart. Hurling and
yeah.
Food doesn't really seem to –
No, that's just it. I can't even figure it really has been around for as long as I have.
Question three. Brandon University's mascot is a blank.
I don't know if anyone – it looks like kind of a dog thing, but it's a bobcat, but like the actual mascot. Have you ever seen it at the games?
Never had the pleasure. No, I have not had the pleasure.
Sorry, my answers are really roundabout, but you keep bringing up all these memories for me.
No, that's not me. That's the Peaker. And so bobcat is the actual correct response, whether or whatever it looks like, a rabid dog or whatever. But that's interesting.
It's just the like actual mascot. It looks like, you know, if you had to go rent one.
Yeah.
They were like, here's the bobcat version. You're like, are you sure that's what it is? Yep, that's what it says on the tag.
Okay, number four. This is a true or false edition. There once was a festival downtown called the Pickle Festival.
Absolutely true.
This is amazing. So the Pickle Festival.
I went to the Pickle Fest.
That sounds good, actually. That sounds like fun.
It was. I like, well, that's a good, you know, it's good Eastern European culture.
Yeah.
We love our pickles. It's a dill pickle fest.
Was everything pickled?
Pickle fest.
Just pickles? Or did they do eggs
no,
and
there were
carrots?
Just, there, yeah, they did everything. But there nice. Were definitely pickle stands.
And I bet you
and
there
like
was
a giant mascot pickle, actually.
A giant mascot pickle, too. You guys are big on the mascots in Brandon.
Everyone's big on the mascots. Be real.
What about the – let's get reals. Yeah. I'll bet you they're big on the booze there, too, is what I'm getting. I'm sensing.
That's probably true. I was too young during Pickle Fest.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Question five. There's a bonus question, too. So look forward to that. Question five. Who always ended their weather forecast for over 40 years on CKY with this easy does it, folks, and that's the weather?
Oh, I'm upset with myself, and I know I cannot remember his name, but it's a man. And I'm sorry when we say it. I apologize to him. I should know, but I can't remember his name right now.
Three letters. Rhymes with Ron.
Don?
No, it's Ron Thompson.
Rhymes with, you can't say it rhymes with Ron. Then I got confused. Yep, I didn't remember it, but I do remember hearing it. Sorry, I'm sorry, Peaker. I'm a terrible Brandon person.
Question six. This is a multiple choice and your final question. It's the bonus round. The Crystal Establishment is A, the classiest bar downtown, B, a jewelry store, C, murder-free for over 4 months, or D, none of the above.
Well, it's tough on what he thinks it is, but I'm going to go with D, none of the above.
The answer? Whatever she thinks. So he says, I don't even know what that means, but that's good. Okay.
It's for anyone that's wondering. It is a bar. Be safe out there, Brandon.
All right. You've successfully completed the best of Brandon Brainbuster quiz. I wish I had a t-shirt to send you, but we're light on sponsorship dollars right now.
Do you guys just sign something and send it to me? I feel like that would be as worthwhile for me.
You know what we could do is we've been threatening to do some 8x10 glossies with all of us. So that could.
Please. And I will frame it and hang it as motivation to be a better person. I guess that about wraps it up then, doesn't it?
So I guess you live alone. That's what we're hearing here. All right.
No, but I just...
Cassie Haresh, thank you so much for doing this. And the one thing I didn't get to, I was just looking through my notes. I don't think I noticed on any of the pictures I saw of you in action that you have any kind of mural on your helmet. Because Melvis always had those intricate cattle skeletons and all that stuff on her helmet.
Let's put it this way. It's in the works.
It's in the works. Cool.
It's coming.
Can we get an It's a Show exclusive when you get that bad boy done or what?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see how you guys treat me between now and then.
That's hurtful.
That's called being nice to one another.
Okay.
So I'd like you to try it with me. I know you.
Kaz, thanks so much for doing this. You're awesome.
All right. Thanks for having me. I look forward to harassing you all very soon.
I went and saw the college advisor for the third time in my college career recently. She remembers who I am because of my spectacles.
Really?
And I remember you mocked them once upon a time.
We had a whole episode where I did an intervention on his glasses.
Really?
Yeah. I said they're too silver. They're too distinctive.
people love them, though.
I don't understand it. It's not my thing.
You know what? You got some nice glasses. Yeah. Like those are like slick glasses.
It took me like
they look expensive, 30
years.
But
no,
they're
not.
Oh. So would you ever go to like the hipster thick?
Like the horn rims,
Drew Carey glasses.
Yeah, like that.
I'd consider that.
Would you do that?
I think
if you did that, you'd have to have a beard. Can you grow a beard?
You know what bugs me?
I just shaved after like a week and a half of not shaving.
See, it would work with a beard, and then you need a scarf and a corduroy jacket.
Yes,
and moisturizer.
Okay, can I just interject real quickly about you were talking about that girl holding the door? When we were loading up the equipment, which Peaker conveniently missed, which turned out to be good because he had to get a new cord at my house. But so we got this dad and this kid, and they're standing right there, and they go in first. They freaking don't hold the door, Peaker. We're like loaded.
Clearly,
up
we are struggling.
And equipment, and we got stuff going on.
GA doesn't take apart the mics and the stands, and it's like all full fledged.
Cords
situation.
Are flying, and we got seriously, we got a situation. And that is up. And this kid was what, 8, mm-hmm. something like that. And the dad, perfect opportunity for a dad to go, always hold the door for people, son. Like, you know, no, they just slam it right in our face.
Anyone watch the new guy on the Late Late Show, James Corden?
No.
I saw him in the Into the Woods movie.
Yo, he was a great baker. Into the woods, to grandma's house. I saw that movie, by the way, and when I was getting my ticket, the old lady at the ticket counter, she's like, it's a musical, FYI. I'm like, I am aware. It is a musical.
And you're by yourself, do you really?
Yes, I was like, I am aware. I'm a big fan of Anna Kendrick and Johnny Depp, more so Anna Kendrick, plus Meryl Streep. Plus, it's a musical. I love musicals. Get over yourself.
You know what my favorite musical of all time is?
Mamma Mia.
Grease.
This car could be systematic, hydromatic, ultramatic. Woo! Or I could be Grease Lightning.
Grease Lightning.
Go Grease Lightning, you're burning up the quarter mile.
Grease Lightning, go Grease Lightning.
Go Grease Lightning, you're coasting through the deep lap trials.
Grease Lightning, go Grease Lightning.
You are supreme, the chicks are cream, for Grease Lightning.
Classic.
Grease is cool.
You know what my favorite musical is?
Hairspray. What? No one?
Seriously?
Else? High School Musical.
High School Musical.
Oh, he's mocking us.
He is totally mocking us.
Get out of here.
Listen to me.
No.
You got children, so I know it's Frozen.
Yeah, no. Do you want to build a snowman? I've never seen it yet. But
to the
point I was making, the new guy in the Late Late Show, James Corden, I gave him a chance. He'd be cool to hang out with and have a beer, and he's all right doing the interviews with the guests.
Yeah.
This show, he brings them all out. So if he has 3 guests on the show, they're all on the couch, and he goes at them at once, which is kind of...
Interesting.
It's
weird.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, focus on someone. Like, focus on Tom Hanks and then bring out Carly Rae Jepsen or whoever, right? He's not funny to me. He admits he's not a comedian. Maybe he'll grow on people. I don't know.
Oh. Peaker wants some tunes.
You want to...
At our setup here on Sparky's Sanctuary in Stanhope, we got this cool like sound system. And where are you getting the tunes from?
My iTunes library.
iTunes library.
Streaming right from the laptop. This laptop is better than your laptop.
Whoa.
And I can't even fight you on that one because that is a true story.
And this was... Remember we bought a new laptop back in the day? Good times.
Is that your iPad?
That's your iPad that you gave me.
Yep. I know. Doesn't work with a... Sorry.
I do appreciate it, though. I can watch Netflix on it.
Speaking of Apple stuff, did you do the latest update with the new emojis?
No, I won't.
There's new emojis. There's yellow.
I don't even like that word.
Yellow people, orange people, white people, and...
But you don't use those, do you?
Yeah, sometimes. Not all the time.
I was forced into an LOL. I got backed into the corner, and I never, ever use LOL. Okay. And I got backed into the corner.
Okay, so you know, like, the little poopies?
I don't feel good about myself.
You know the poopy?
Yeah, the poopy.
What's a poopy? The poopy guy.
It looks okay. So this is what I thought it was. Erin, out of our office.
Yeah.
Her and I were talking about this, and she says that she sends it to her husband all the time because he doesn't get his concentration will, you know, be minimal with his ADHD unless there's a pitcher. And yeah, so I got sent that the first time, and I thought it was actually chocolate ice cream. And I'm like, why is somebody
ice cream with a smiley face?
Yeah, I'm like, why is somebody sending me? I don't get this. Why is this a chocolate sundae?
Okay, I don't know anything about this, so please enlighten me.
Do they show up on your end?
Yeah, well, I don't know what this is. You got 60,000 icons. So
there's the poops.
Oh, the poop pile.
Right there.
Do the colored people come up?
What are you saying?
I'm just saying that's new. My point was...
well, Sparky.
Is this piece of shit app or this thing, whatever, emoji...
the poop emoji.
Emoji-con. So what do you send that to?
What's that? My life stinks today. Poop emoji. This new Justin Bieber song is poop. And then poop emoji.
Well, you certainly couldn't use it with today's sponsor, Thirsty Beaver Beer from Tree Brewing Company Kelowna, because it is medium-bodied and awesome.
Treebeer.com.
Amber Ale. What kills me is the fact that these emojis, what you say?
Yeah.
I thought they were emoticons.
Emojis, get with 2015 times.
Okay, so it's emojis, which is a stupid name.
It was emoticons when the 90s happened were new.
So now this is a multi-billion dollar industry, I'm guessing. People are making a steaming con loaded full of money on these stupid pictures. Yeah. And how do we get our piece of the pie is what I'm asking.
I don't know,
do we do it?
We do. Well,
it's too late. We're too late to the party.
We're too late to every party. We're on Periscope. Nobody's with us. We're too early on that party.
No, we are.
Can we get to a party that everyone's at?
Let's do Real Jones.
Real Jones.
So like, you know, like a happy face where you're like, you know, it's like sending a picture. But you're doing it both in a real Joan, a real con.
I don't know. I can't follow him either. But you know what?
Or
you
just
looking
like
at
a poop
him dancing around like an idiot. He would be a great emoticon guy. How about a real guy who's a real face who does stuff instead of the cartoons? Wouldn't that be a thing?
That could be a total thing.
I think there kind of is a thing like that on Facebook chat,
What? Facebook chat.
Yeah. Put it on the hashtags.
And we're going to leave you with Stone and Love from Journey as we end this episode of It's a Show, a proud production of Sloan Baxter Engaging Possibilities. This week brought to you by the Tree Brewing Company and Thirsty Beaver Beers. Don't forget to shout us out on Facebook at It's a Show Podcast, Twitter, It's a Show Pod. We're on Instagram at It's a Show Pod. Join us next week when we interview Burt Reynolds and Sally Field from Smokey and the Bandit. So don't miss that episode. It's going to be awesome.
And for the young kids, she was Tom Hanks' mom.
God bless and be good, not because you always want to, but because you really should.
There's too much smiling. Okay. Line. This is Cassie Hiresh, Canadian skeleton racer and Olympic hopeful, and you're listening to It's a Show. It's my favorite podcast ever, ever and ever and ever. Amen. Lies get you far in life.
Okay, so now I've got 35 minutes of tape that I got to cut down. I'm going to give you probably about 65 seconds, so I got a lot of work to do tonight. And
I thought you would have realized that all I do is talk, so like, I'm sorry. That's what happened.
Hey, kids, put your Walkmans down and listen up.
Wishing time wasn't so fast. Wondering if you'd change the past. Would you go back? Would you go back? Would you fall in love with me again? And I'll always remember my heart changed like weather. And the forecast said forever.
Hot off the presses, it's Sparky with this exclusive It's a Show news bulletin. I guess it's not really exclusive. It's on the internet and everything. A friend of It's a Show, Royalty Records recording artist Amy Metcalf, is about to have an amazing week. On Tuesday, April 28th, she'll kick it old school style with a live in-store acoustic performance and autograph session at the HMV at the Bauer Place Shopping Center right in Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. And just 2 days later, on Thursday, April 30th, join It's a Show as Amy celebrates the launch of her brand new album and the first single, Forecast Said Forever, at the Holiday Inn Chalet, Westerner Park, full band show, and the hot new merch. I can't wait to see some hashtag merch. Congratulations, Amy. Can't wait to see you and Maddie at the show.
And I'll always remember my heart changed like weather. Forecast said forever.
forever.